Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1. Also, episode 2, Always Aggravated, drops tomorrow. If you haven't followed the podcast yet, you can do so on Instagram or the Twitters at Valeni Podcast. And of course, available on radio.com, iTunes, and podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, rate, review. I got to be honest, I'm incredibly, I'm thrilled, and I'm really kind of humbled, to be honest. Almost 50,000 people decided it was a good idea to download this podcast, so thank you for that. And the reviews are off the charts, so we'll take that too. So the more you guys do and the more you like it, the more we can do. So week one was a success. We'll see if you like week two. But that drops tomorrow, so get aboard. Ticket text in a moment, but I wanted to introduce some of these Sully J.D. Power and Associate numbers here, courtesy of 538. But like a great example, you know what Alliance pissed me off? The last 122 football games they've played, you know what their record is? 61-61. Mind-numbingly average. In the past three seasons, the Lions have been 9-7 or 7-9. And according to 538, they got about a 29% chance of finishing, you guessed it, 7-9 this year. They have the odd 11-win campaign in 14, standing out as the lone exception the last 5 years. And this year, 538 writes, after Sunday's heart-stopping win over Carolina, Detroit sits at 4-6. With a projected record of, you guessed it, 7-9. 538 continued. One of the weirdest things about the Lions' run of average-ish records is they never finish 8-8. Last time that happened was 1999. The past 20 years, the Lions have finished 0-16 as often as they have 8-8. True to form, the Lions have been all over the place. Lose to the Jets at home by 31. Beat the New England Patriots, Packers, Dolphins, and Panthers. By the way, you put those four teams together, it doesn't sound nearly as impressive when you look at the overall record, 22-17-1. And lastly, 538 says their model gives Detroit a 7% chance of making the playoffs, gives them a 9% chance of landing on exactly 9 wins, and a 26% chance of, yup, 7-9. Look, here's the bottom line. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the endless cycle of just pure, mediocre garbage. I just don't want it anymore. And winning that game, that didn't do anything. If you think they're making the playoffs, you're a fool. You're a damn fool. You're 4-6. You don't have any tiebreakers with any of the NFC teams that are ahead of you. How's it going to work if you have the same record as Seattle? You lose. How about Dallas? You lose. Please, you're not making the playoffs. And even if you did, who you beating? Tell me that. Who you beating? What are you going to say? You're going to beat Dallas? You didn't the first time around. You're going to beat Minnesota? You're going to beat Chicago? You're going to beat the Saints? You're going to beat the Rams? You're going to beat Seattle? They murdered you. I'm tired of it. You start out 3-6, lose. What, you think I'm happy about the Giants winning? I'm furious. Eli Manning's dumbass pulling two games out of his ass and killing our draft stock. You don't want me to feel that way? Don't start the year 1-7. But at that point, 1-7, 3-6, 2-8, whatever it is, you're done. Get out of my way and lose. And if you want to start bumping your gums about player evaluation and young talent, what young talent? What are we evaluating? We know Frank Ragnow's good. We know Tease Tabor sucks. Anything else? What do you want me to do? Have a boner because Tracy Walker's out there? Okay. Guys, there's no young quarterback to evaluate. We've evaluated Kerryon Johnson. He's a star. We've evaluated Kenny Golladay. We know what this team is. That's it. Lose. Get out of my way. I can't take my... I'm like, you're a Lions guy. You grew up with this team. You like this team. When I read those numbers to you, that should make you sick, but it makes my point. Doing what they did Sunday, A, is disingenuous, and B, it's not productive.
No, I think it's the worst to be stuck in just a purgatory like that. And the Lions, they're such a confusing team. They go out and win games they shouldn't win. They lose games that they shouldn't win. It's to a point where they just don't, nothing they do makes sense. And all they're going to do is mess up their draft stock. I think right now they'd be picking like 11th in the draft, but they're going to find a way to win. They're going to find a way to get to 7-9 like they always seem to do. But yeah, when you read that 61-61 since 2011, guys, it's not good to be average. It's not good to just go out and be mediocre, but that's all they are. Week in, week out, it's like there's never really anything to get truly excited about. Right. You have hope, and then they turn out being just not even bad. Like, not even that they suck. They just turn out being right in the middle, bland, no excitement whatsoever.
Because as much as people say the Lions have bad luck, I think they've got some of the best luck in football the last few years.
How about with the field goals this year, even?
Not even that. I mean, just... You know, the day they'll play a team, that team's got 80 people hurt, or the kicker misses 5 kicks, or the coach screws up. I feel like the Lions, despite being woefully mediocre, have had a hell of a lot of good luck. The only thing that jumps out in my mind where they got screwed was the Atlanta game last year. Outside of that, man, they've had some unbelievable stuff with them. And you know what I'm tired of? I'll tell you what I'm tired of. I'm tired of tripping into wins. I'm tired of being gifted wins. I want to see them play good football. You know what? If they went out and beat Carolina, like beat them the way a good team would have, you tip your cap. You go, what can I do? A 20-19 game, what am I supposed to feel good about there exactly? I thought Cam Newton played like trash. I thought the Panthers were flat. Kicker missed a couple kicks. You scored 20 points. What, am I supposed to feel good about the offense? Norv Turner lost his mind. Here, I'm just going to hand the ball to McCaffrey up the middle 50 times. Look, do whatever you want to do. I'm just telling you, this ain't helping you. The best thing that could happen to Bob Quinn and Patricia, this team, and this fan base, you got off to a bad start, get out to a bad finish. Stop. You know what I want to see in a Lions uniform next year? Montez Sweat, Dexter Lawrence, Raekwon Davis, Cleveland Farrell. You don't know who those people are? Go look them up. They're all guys going in the top 8 of this draft. And they're all defensive linemen with bad attitudes and big-time talent. Tired of this, man. Coming on the air and I got to listen to some of yous who get fooled by their nonsense. Some of yous get upset. I don't want yous to be upset. It's Thanksgiving week. This football team is an ex-girlfriend who won't let you go. And we deserve better. And when they win, I find it dishonest. Winning yesterday is dishonest. I'll tell you right now. Watch Thursday what happens. Watch Chase Daniel be in that football game against the Lions Thursday. And then all the happy idiots who are skipping out on Thanksgiving with their family to attend that game are going to celebrate for joy to get to 5-6, which, by the way, is the road to nowhere. And you're going to kill your draft stock. And then you know what's going to happen? I got to take your phone calls with all your stupid trade scenarios of how you think you're getting in the top 6 to take player X. Every year you do this. Every year. 248-539-9797. Your calls are indeed next. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.